KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school cross country last night, Glenwood hosting the Ram Invitational. On the girls' side, it was Harlan winning the team title with 24 points. Atlantic was 62, the runner-up, and Abe Lincoln with 77 points, placing third. Individually, Jessica Feldman of Harlan and Bailey Cool of the Cyclones were first and second. Megan Plambeck of Atlantic and Tiffany Williams of the Trojans were third and fourth last night. Emma Preston of Abe Lincoln was fifth in that event. On the boys' side, Glenwood wins the team title with 30 points, Thomas Jefferson with 56, and Harlan with 72 points, round out the top three teams. Individually, James Fuller of Glenwood was the champ, Matt Powders of Thomas Jefferson was second, Jeff Reeve of Glenwood third, Brian Collison of TJ was fourth, and Glenwood's Brady Wheeler placing fifth in that meet. Logan Magnolia also hosting its cross-country invitational last night. On the boys' side, it was St. Albert winning with 39 points. Otobolt Arthur BCIG with a 106 total was second. Tri-Center third with 113 points. Individually, Josh Sindelar of St. Albert was the champ. Darian Earlbeck of Tri-Center, Jake Weber of Boyer Valley, Joseph Rogers of Denison, and Drew Pauly of Missouri Valley round out the top five individuals. On the girls' side, the top three teams include Tri-Center with 40 points, the champs, followed by Underwood with 89 and IKM Manning with 126 points. Individually, Alex Larson of Tri-Center was champion, with Bailey Hare of OABCIG second, Ruby Johnson of Audubon placing third, Breezy Weaver of Missouri Valley was fourth, and Kaylee Grote of Tri-Center placing fifth in that meet last night. In high school girls volleyball action last night, it was Boyer Valley over Charter Oak Ute 2-0. Clark beat Lennox 2-0. East Mills downing Sydney 2-1. East Sac County took 3 out of 4 from Carroll. Fremont Mills beating Tarkio, Missouri 2-0. Grandview Park Baptist a 3-game sweep over Exira EHK. It was Greene County beating Panorama 3-0. Guthrie Center topping Audubon 3-2. Interstate 35 a 2-1 win over Lennox. Kemper Catholic beating Glenwood 3-0. Martinsdale St. Mary's a 3-1 winner over Nottoway Valley. Missouri Valley swept 3 from Logan Magnolia. Peyton Sherdan defeated Ankeny Christian Academy in 3 straight. Stanton a 3-1 winner over Nishnabotna. Tri-Center picked up a couple of wins by 2-0 counts over East Mills and Sydney. Underwood beat Fremont Mills 2-0. It was Villisca over Griswold 3-0. Winterset topping Lennox 2-0. Woodbine beat both Boyer Valley and Charter Oak by 2-0 scores, and it was Woodward Granger, a 3-sweep over West Central Valley of Stewart last night. In football news, Damon Bullock will step into perhaps the most treacherous position in college football Saturday. He's the starting running back for Iowa. The Hawkeyes just can't seem to keep their tailbacks on the field. Iowa's bad luck with backs reached a breaking point in the offseason as 5 players who were expected to compete for carries in 2012 won't be on the field Saturday when the Hawkeyes face Northern Illinois in Chicago. All that's left is Bullock, a sophomore who also played receiver in 2011, and a pair of true freshmen in Greg Garman and walk-on Michael Malloy. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says Bullock had a good fall camp and that he's been impressed by both Garman and Malloy. You can catch that Hawkeye game live Saturday here on the radio. 12:30 is the pregame show. 2:30 is kickoff from Soldier Field. A former Penn State faculty leaders blasted the NCAA and former FBI Director Louis Free over their handling of the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. The group says Free's report on the scandal and the NCAA's $60 million in fines unfairly punished the entire university community. Free defended his work in an interview with the Associated Press. Addressing specific criticism that his team did not interview key witnesses, Free said his team respected requests by state prosecutors to rely on their grand jury testimony. Also in college football news, police have arrested 3 suspects in the assault on Wisconsin running back Monty Ball. Ball sustained a concussion when he was attacked by several men near campus in Madison August 1st. A police report says 3 21-year-old Madison men were arrested on Tuesday. All are facing battery charges but haven't been formally charged. Police have said the attack may have been related to an altercation at a house party that Ball attended a few days earlier. The police report says detectives have no evidence suggesting that Ball was involved in the fight, but that it's still being investigated. Ball, a Heisman Trophy finalist last season, has denied any involvement in the fight. The senior says he hopes to be ready for the season opener. In NFL news, the Redskins have said goodbye to tight end Chris Cooley. The 30-year-old, who has spent his entire eight-season career with the Redskins, was released after a career with 428 receptions, including three seasons of at least 70. Injuries limited him to five games and eight receptions last season. Also, a day after he appeared to win the Redskins' kicking job, Graham Gano is out of work. His replacement is Billy Cundiff, who spent 2 days unemployed after he was cut by the Baltimore Ravens. The New Orleans Saints practiced in downtown Cincinnati, but their minds not far from what was going on back home. The Saints fled New Orleans on Monday with Hurricane Isaac building in the Gulf. The Bengals gave permission for them to practice on their grass field across the street from Paul Brown Stadium after Cincinnati was done for the day. New Orleans will head to Tennessee tomorrow and get ready for its final preseason game against the Titans Thursday night. With less than 2 weeks before the start of the regular season, Pro Bowl wide receiver Mike Wallace reported to the Pittsburgh Steelers, a holdout and restricted free agent, after rejecting his one-year contract tender worth approximately $2.7 million. Wallace will undergo routine medical exams but will not practice with his teammates until next week. Bengals center Kyle Cook has a foot injury that could sideline him for the season. He was hurt during a preseason game Thursday night against Green Bay. He initially thought it was only a sprained ankle, but tests found more significant damage. Justin Medlock is back in the NFL for the first time since 2007 after beating out 15-year veteran Olindo Mare to win the kicking job with the Carolina Panthers. The Atlanta Falcons have released backup quarterback Chris Redman. They've signed Luke McCown as their number two QB behind starter Matt Ryan. In Major League Baseball action last night, Pedro Alvarez homered twice and drove in four runs. James McDonald scattered two hits over seven innings as the Pittsburgh Pirates beat the St. Louis Cardinals 9-0. Alvarez hit a two-run homer in the third to give the Pirates a comfortable lead and added an RBI double in the fourth, then hit a 469-foot blast to center in the sixth inning. He went 4-for-5 as the Pirates drew within two games of the Cardinals in the race for the National League's second wild card spot. The Cardinals played most of the game without catcher Yadier Molina, who suffered neck, back, and shoulder injuries following a violent collision at home plate with Pittsburgh second baseman Josh Harrison. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was the Mets over Philadelphia in 10 innings, 9-5. Miami beat Washington 9-0. Milwaukee over Chicago 4-1. San Francisco 3-2 over Houston. Colorado topping L.A. 8-4. Cincinnati 5-2 over Arizona. And Atlanta shut out San Diego 2-0. In the American League, Mike Moustakas had three hits and three RBIs, and the Kansas City Royals roughed up Justin Verlander in a 9-8 victory over the Detroit Tigers. Verlander, the reigning AL Cy Young and MVP award winners, was charged with eight earned runs, matching his career high in 5 2/3 innings. Moustakas hit a tie-breaking RBI double off of Phil Koch with two down in the eighth inning as well. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, Baltimore beat Chicago 6-0, Oakland 7-0 over Cleveland, New York 2-1 over Toronto, Texas edging Tampa Bay 1-0, Seattle a 5-2 winner over Minnesota, while the Angels beat the Red Sox 6-5. In Pacific Coast League baseball, Nashville over Iowa 7-3, Memphis beat Omaha by a score of 5-0. In other baseball news, Colorado shortstop Troy Tulowitzki will not be ready to play for the Rockies when the rosters expand on Saturday. He says he wants to play before the end of this season. Tulowitzki's been sidelined since May as he aggravated the injury during a rehab assignment in June. Tulowitzki's hitting .287 with 8 homers and 27 RBIs in 47 games. A person with knowledge of the decision says the 2014 All-Star Game will be played at Target Field in Minneapolis. The Twins scheduled a news conference for this afternoon to make an unspecified major announcement regarding an upcoming event to be hosted at Target Field, which opened in 2010. Minnesota last hosted the All-Star Game in 1985 at the Metrodome. In other sports news, L.A. Clippers All-Star center Blake Griffin says his left knee is healed after last month's surgery that forced him to miss the London Olympics. Griffin's latest knee injury had nothing to do with the stress fracture of his left patella and surgery that forced him to miss the 2009-2010 season. Griffin signed a 5-year contract extension worth $95 million. National Hockey League Players Association Executive Director Donald Fehr says the league offered a new proposal during negotiations at the NHL offices. The two sides will meet again today to discuss it after Fehr and the players break it down on their own. The current collective bargaining agreement runs out on September 15th, and the NHL has said it will lock the players out if a new deal isn't reached. Limiting the personnel at the bargaining table in the hopes of making progress, only Fehr and his top assistant Steve Fehr met with the NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman and Deputy Bill Daly on Tuesday. Traditionally, several players have joined in, but not this week as the end of the current CBA draws near. Bettman called his proposal a significant, meaningful step. Fehr was less optimistic, saying only that he intends to respond to the latest offer. And in tennis, Venus Williams' return to the U.S. Open was a victorious one. The seven-time Grand Slam tournament champ rolled to a first-round win over Bethany Mattek-Sands, 6-3 and 6-1. Williams missed last year's Open, battling the effects of an autoimmune disease. Sister Serena also cruised as the defending Wimbledon and Olympic gold medalist crushed Coco Vandeweghe, 6-1 and 6-1. Second seed Agnieszka Radwańska needed just 54 minutes to advance with a straight sets win yesterday. American teenager Sloane Stephens upset 22nd-seeded Francesca Schiavone. The 19-year-old Stevens won 6-3 and 6-4 against the 2010 French Open champion. Slowed by a right knee injury, 8th-seeded Caroline Wozniacki failed to make it out of the first round of her second straight Grand Slam tournament as she was beaten by the 96th-ranked player in the world. On the men's side, defending champ Novak Djokovic lost the first game, then ran off 18 of the next 19 in a 6-1, 6-love, 6-1 win over his Italian opponent. Andy Roddick served 20 aces, defeating 21-year-old American qualifier Ryan Williams in straight sets. The 20th-seeded Roddick won the last 16 points on his serve, closing things out with a 127-mile-per-hour ace. He joined in the second round by fellow American Sam Querrey, who opened with a four-set win. 5th-seeded Joe Wilfried Tsonga, 6th-seeded Thomas Berdych, and women's 6th-seed Angelique Kerber were among the other first-round winners yesterday. Also, David Nalbandian pulled out of the U.S. Open because of an injury. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.